Hello and welcome to The Word, bringing you the good news of Jesus Christ every day from the Order of Preachers around the world. Today, from Canada, we hear from Sister Mary Magdalene Coughlin, a contemplative nun of the Queen of Peace Monastery in Squamish, British Columbia. Sister Magdalene's preaching is entitled, When You See the Way, Go.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. As soon as Jesus and the disciples left the synagogue, they entered the house of Simon and Andrew with James and John. Now, Simon's mother-in-law was in bed with a fever, and they told him about her at once. Jesus came and took her by the hand and lifted her up. Then the fever left her, and she began to serve them. That evening at sundown, they brought to Jesus all who were sick or possessed with demons, and the whole city was gathered around the door. And he cured many who were sick with various diseases, cast out many demons, and he would not permit the demons to speak because they knew him. In the morning, while it was still very dark, Jesus got up and went out to a deserted place, and there he prayed. And Simon and his companions hunted for him. When they found him, they said to him, Everyone is searching for you. Jesus answered, Let us go on to the neighboring town so that I may proclaim the message there also, for that is what I came out to do. And Jesus went throughout Galilee, proclaiming the message in their synagogues and casting out demons. The Gospel of the Lord. So we are at the beginning, the wonderful story of the young man who comes out of nowhere and takes the world by storm. In my former monastery, we would hire young men in summer because we needed extra help for the outdoor work. One year it was Joe, age 18, just out of high school. Joe was a Greek Adonis, fair-haired, handsome, tanned, of medium height, broad of shoulder, with a supple, graceful, muscular body. That year there were three others, younger boys, in their mid-teens. Joe was a natural leader, and within days, the three boys were smitten. They idolized him. I think Jesus must have been a striking figure as he strolls around Galilee, as we see him these days beginning his ministry and assembling a band of followers. We don't need to look for miracles. There is just something about him that gets people's attention. Remember Monday, he calls Simon and Andrew, James and John, and they get up and go on the spot. Tuesday, yesterday, he's with his disciples in the synagogue. He teaches, he heals, and we're told that everybody is amazed. Today, in Capernaum, he continues healing and curing. Mark notices, though, calls our attention that early in the morning, he goes out to a deserted place and prays. Why? Because he needs to make contact with the Father, from whom he gets his strength. He is on a mission, but he's not doing it alone. I think we're still in the honeymoon stage at this point in the gospel story. But Jesus knows the magnitude of the task that's ahead. And we're going to have the whole liturgical year now to unpack that task, that mission. But one thing is clear. From day one, he is going to embrace it. So let us do the same. When we see the way, walk, go. When we see what we should do, do it. God bless you. Thank you.